It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
For our Thursday thought today, we'll be talking about interpreting the Bible. When you listen to a speaking, you might find it interesting to find out, how do we interpret the Bible in order for us to be correct in our interpretation of the Bible? Interpreting the Bible involves understanding and explaining the meaning of the scriptures. So the Bible is a complex collection of texts, as we may have picked up by now if you have read a text or two, and that including historical narratives. It includes texts that are poetic, prophetic texts, letters, what we call epistles, and wisdom literature that gives us a headache sometimes to understand. All of these written in different cultural and historical contexts, different from our own. And even the languages used are far, far removed from our own. Some of these languages are somewhat extinct, like Koine Greek and Aramaic. My goodness, we don't have schools teaching Koine Greek and Aramaic in our contexts in Africa now, do we? Well, these texts that we call canonized texts are written in these languages, Hebrew, Greek, and Aramaic, and so forth. So I'm going to share with you some ways, things you could consider if you are one of those people who would like to study the scriptures for yourself and understand the scriptures for yourself. One of the things that you need to consider is the context. Context is key, beloved. Consider the historical, the cultural, and the literary context of the passage. Understanding the original context helps prevent misinterpretation. For example, if you are to understand that the context of legal jurisprudence today is not the same as the context of legal jurisprudence in the time of the writing of the Mosaic laws, you'd then be able to understand why some things are inapplicable today. We know that we live in different jurisdictions. The biblical jurisdiction was exclusively governed by Yahweh. Modern day jurisdictions are governed by democratic constitutions. And as such, it is important for you to understand the context of the scriptures and your context, the context that you're going to be applying the scriptures in. Another thing you might want to consider is literal and figurative language. Literal and figurative language. Different parts of the Bible use various literary forms, including poetry, metaphors, similes, and historical narratives. Distinguish between literal and figurative language. It's a difficult ask for some people who always want to take things as figurative and spiritual and not literal. Recognize symbolic or allegorical elements in certain passages. Know very well when the Bible speaks of candlesticks, for example, in the book of Revelation, the different heads on a beast. All of these things, the mark of the beast, surely by now we know not to take everything literal. And in inverse, we know not to take everything figurative. It's not everything that is spiritual. Some, it's actually literal. Yes, you may be able to derive spiritual lessons from these literal teachings, but do not run the risk of assuming that it is spiritual and therefore not physical. Anyways, another thing you might want to consider is the book that you're reading. What genre is it in? Genre awareness is one of the tools you might want to employ when you're trying to interpret a piece of scripture. Recognize the difference in the genres that exist in the Bible. We've told you about the poetic books, the historical books, the prophetic books, and the epistles and so forth. Learn to distinguish these genres of literature. Understand the purpose and the style of the various literary works you're reading so that you don't find yourself confused and conflating meanings and therefore what you're supposed to be learning. Another thing you might want to consider, and as you're studying the Bible, is the scriptural rule. The scriptural rule that all scriptural students apply is that scripture interprets scripture. Don't find yourself interpreting scripture using things outside scripture alone. If you're going to use tools outside scripture, they better be supporting what is already in the scriptures. The scriptures must interpret the scriptures. Use other parts of the Bible to shed light on the meaning of a particular passage of the very same Bible. The Bible is considered a very unified, coherent whole, and passages often connect one with the other. Allow clear passages to help interpret more challenging texts, those that may be ambiguous and somewhat confusing. One day is like 1,000 years, 1,000 years like one day to the Lord. And how that is implied, or employed rather, in historical interpretations. When to use those. Another tool you might want to consider when interpreting scripture is that you might want to consider the original language. If possible, delve into the original Hebrew and the Greek and the Aramaic texts to understand nuances that may not be fully captured in translations, such as the famous King James translation, a King James version. Recognize that translation choices can influence interpretation or even misinterpretation. Be careful. Be careful. It's important some idiomatic expressions get lost in translation, and you might mean good but lose much of the good by relying only on the English. Historical and cultural understanding is also important. To know that this was a community of Hebrews who lived and were influenced by the Egyptians for over 400 years. Understand that, so that when you see and listen to how God speaks to them and tries to undo all of that, the 40 years spent in the desert will make sense when you realize God was trying to undo over 400 years of false teachings. Just giving you an example. So the historic and cultural understanding of the situation is very important. Study the historical cultural context in which a particular biblical book was written, like the book of Exodus, for example, the book of Leviticus, Deuteronomy, and Numbers. All these books have to do with the post-Egypt life of the Israelites. Be aware of how cultural differences may impact the interpretation. Understand that during Christ's time, it was no longer the influence of the Egyptians. It was now the influence of the Romans. Understand how they influenced the Judeo-Christian community at the time. Why was Jesus so subdued? Why would he even say, give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar? Things like those will help you understand why Peter was carrying a sword, walking with Jesus. What was going on? Those things help you understand the various contexts and the nuances of the scriptures. Another tool you might want to consider is theological frameworks. Approach the Bible with an understanding of basic theological concepts. Consistency with broader theological themes is crucial for a comprehensive interpretation. Seek to understand how a particular passage fits into the overall theological message of the Bible. When Jesus comes to say, ye have heard, but now I say, it is good for you to go back into the Old Testament, to the writings of Moses, to understand what exactly was the context of what Moses was saying. And when Jesus says, now I say, understand what exactly is he changing? What is he evolving? What is he explaining? What is he putting out clearly? So the theological framework is important for you to understand. And finally, I want to give you the final three. Prayerful reflection. Approach the Bible with humility and willingness to seek God's guidance through prayer. Historical church interpretation has been used to know that the Catholic Church used this kind of interpretation. The Baptist Church used that kind of interpretation. The Methodist Church used that kind of interpretation. All the guys who gathered to protest against one dominant interpretation came together and became Protestants, for example, and thus protested against a particular dominant interpretation of the scriptures to the extent that they formed a movement called the Protestant movement. All those things are important for you to understand so that when you come now to the group that we, for example, belong to, a group that was influenced by the Millerites, William Miller and his people, you understand why. So historical church interpretation is of utmost importance so that you understand where it comes from for it to be where it is right now. And then, after all is said and done, personal application. We tend to apply things to other people and not to ourselves. While understanding historical and contextual meaning is crucial, it is also considered very important. Also consider how the message applies to your life personally and within your community. Learn how to drive the point home in your life. Don't think that it always applies to them and not me. Okay. Anyways, that's our thought for today. Apply your mind to it. Come to your own conclusions. Prayerfully, I hope you will be able to understand what God is expecting of you.